Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The Pleasantville baseball team, a win last night over Linville Sully. They are moving on to the next round of the district baseball tournament. They'll be playing tomorrow against North Mahaska. We'll talk about that in a bit, but right now we're going to be joined by three of the members of that Trojans baseball squad, Zeb Adrian, Colin Thomas, and DJ Weaver. And guys, as we get the chance to talk to you, mentioned coming in with that win over Linville Sully, but by no means was it easy. Colin, you were on the mound for that, so maybe I'll go ahead and start with you. This is a game that you pitched pretty well in, but they found a way to stick around.
Yeah, they didn't get quit. We jumped on them early, and then we kind of just put our foot off the pedal a little bit, and they kind of got some life back after a drop third strike. But we held on. We fought tough and had some guts and pulled it out.
Zeb, what do you think this team learns from a game like last night's?
Not to give up. They had the bases loaded in the seventh inning, and we found a way to get out of it without losing. So just keep your heads up and keep fighting.
That situation really sounded high pressure. And DJ, you and I were talking about this a little bit before this interview got started. I mean, bases loaded, no outs at that point in time. I mean, it could have easily gone the other way. How do you keep the composure through something like that?
I don't know. Just be a team. Stay together. Back everyone up. Encourage everyone. Just fight through it.
Ken did a nice job throwing some strikes, some clutch strikes, and got us a good ground ball and a strikeout. Just huge.
Yeah, it sounded like full count down to the last batter. I mean, two outs. I mean, that is one pitch from going the wrong way, and it's totally different.
Yeah.
I also just kind of wanted to talk to you guys about the journey to get to this point, just looking at the season as a whole, and wanted to start right back at the very beginning. You opened the season off on a real hot streak, seven wins. You got a victory in over Martinsdale-St. Mary's, which I know was big. DJ, coming back to you, at that point in the season, did it feel like maybe nothing could stop this Pleasantville team?
I honestly thought no one was going to beat us. I thought we're invincible.
Zeb, for you, you're an incoming freshman, so this whole varsity experience is a lot of brand new stuff. What were you taking in at that point in time of the season?
Oh, well, I was just real excited because I've never been a part of, like, in junior high we didn't do as well, but we really started off the season well, especially beating Martinsdale. Colin pitched a great game.
Well, let's go ahead and come to you with that one then, Colin. What do you remember about that game? What stands out to you?
We owed him a couple. We've played him tough for, like, the last few years, and if you look back and, like, history around here, no one's beat Martinsdale more than Pleasantville in the past like 10 years, so it was just a big win for us, and it was a big confidence booster to show us that we can play with the elite teams of our class.
And DJ, you said a win like that was kind of one of the marquee moments of the season for you. Has that been your favorite game so far?
Definitely my favorite game.
Zeb, for you, any other games that have stood out that have been your favorites this season, and if so, why have they been your favorites?
Southeast Warren game, we came into that and they were only had like one or two losses, and it's kind of a rivalry not being that far away, and we kind of just put it to them, beating them 7-0.
And Colin, the same thing for you. When you look at games that have stood out to you this season, do you look at it from a hitting standpoint or a pitching standpoint, or what makes the game stand out to you?
My favorite thing to do is pitch, and I just love pitching and everything. But another game that was really big for us, I think, was the North Mahaska game, because we weren't playing as good of defense as we normally did, and we were down 5 runs at one point. Then we came back as a team, and we kept fighting, and scratched out a 13-12 victory. And that kind of showed us that we've got it here. We got it in our hearts to keep fighting, and I think that drove us into the Martinsdale game.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports Page, we're talking with Colin Thomas, DJ Weaver, and Zeb Adrian from the Pleasantville baseball team. And guys, I just kind of want to talk to you a little bit about some of your positions on the field. I know, Colin, we've mentioned pitching a little bit. DJ, when you look at defensively what you do, what are the things you like about your position and where you're at in this lineup?
I like playing center field. It just makes me just feel like a leader out there for Brock. He's an eighth grader also. And then Trey. Just means, like, I got the whole field to work with. And then hitting six, bringing some RBIs when Colin gets on base if he doesn't hit him in.
Zeb, for you, again, talk a little bit about your position, some of the things you like about it, some of the challenges that you face on this team.
Yeah, I've played first base basically my whole career, and then this year with Colin being at first, I've moved to right field. I like the new experience and everything, and batting third really just gives me a chance to drive in Pat and Matt when they get on.
Colin, talk a little bit about pitching, but also, again, about being able to play first as well. What are the things you like about your positions?
Either at the pitcher's mound or first base, you've got to be a leader. You got to be vocal. I mean, errors happen, so you just got to make sure that your teammates don't get too down on themselves because errors happen. But I got to play right field one game. I thought that was pretty fun. The coach finally let me play in the outfield. Pitching-wise, though, I love that feeling because the game is in your hands. I mean, what you can do, you control most of the game. And batting-wise, batting fourth, they look to you to drive in the runs, and that's what I've been trying to do this year. is just making solid contact, driving in runs.
DJ, we talked a little bit before this interview just about some of the competition you'd faced through this season. And you've faced some tough teams just within your own conference, within the Pride of Iowa. How do you feel that those teams within your league and then even your non-conference games, how have they prepared you for success here in the postseason?
Just like beating Marsdale, beating an elite team makes us feel like, yeah, we can do this. Playing North Mahaska Mall, yeah, they're a good team, but there ain't no Marsdale. So if we can do what we can do, we can beat them.
Also, just kind of in terms of some of the competition, who are the teams, I guess, maybe that play you the toughest, Zeb?
Well, this year it was definitely I-35. They just kind of came out with everything they got and found ways to win against us. And Southeast Warren, after we beat them at home, they came here and just they hit the ball well and had good defense.
Colin, I had a question just for you and DJ as seniors. What's this been like as your last campaign here with Pleasantville? And this is your final sport, too. I mean, after this, it's done. So has this season felt different than years past?
I think we kind of put more, like, urgency into it because, I mean, when you're going through, you're like, oh, we always got more. Mm-hmm. We always got another shot. But now you're down to your last shot. So I think we came in with a little more intensity, fire, and the younger guys have kind of picked up on it. We've started playing really well as a team.
Yeah, honestly, this has been the closest team I've played with probably for a while, and it's been a fun year trying to go slow now and win one game at a time.
Now, Zeb, on the other side of that coin with you coming in, what are the things you're learning from this senior class and from some of the upperclassmen that have taught you a lot this season?
They've been great role models and leaders when we get down, not to give up, and always just have the will to win.
Well, let's go ahead and bring things full circle. Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking with Zeb Adrian, DJ Weaver, and Colin Thomas from the Pleasantville baseball team. Zeb, I'm going to come back to you on this. We opened up talking about your win over Linville Sully and now playing North Mahaska here tomorrow night. As you get ready for that matchup, what are the things that you're identifying that this team needs to do to be successful and that maybe you yourself have to do?
Well, we need to hit the ball collectively as a team and do the little things like base running and fielding and just come out mentally prepared to win.
Colin, for you, what stands out? This is a team you've played once, and you said it was already a very hard-fought game the first time through. How do you keep the same outcome, maybe with a little more cushion this time? Yeah.
I don't know. Like what he said, we have to do the little things, and that's like we got to pick up the ball and throw across, just little things. Got to communicate better, and we got to hit and throw strikes.
And yeah, DJ, all those things sound real simple to say. I mean, on paper, it's okay. We got to hit well. We got to throw strikes. We got to field the ball well. But what do you think it takes maybe from a mental standpoint to approach that and be ready to go and be in game condition?
Just can't think we're just going to walk in there to win. We have to know. Like Trey Busick said, can't play to lose, you got to play to win. And that's what we got to do.
With things just kind of looking at the postseason in general, I wanted to just kind of ask you guys from a confidence standpoint, how far do you think this team can go? What are the goals that you set for yourselves coming into the postseason? So, DJ, I'll come back to you with that. When the postseason started, what was the goal?
Get the state, win state, actually. We also want to kind of see Marsdale in the state championship. We want to see them again.
Now, Colin, for you as a senior, how exciting would that matchup be for the, maybe a possible opportunity to see a conference rival in the state tournament?
Oh, that'd be great because we split the season series with them. It'd kind of be like best of three, like let's get your Dukes up and let's go.
A little bit of a rubber match, so to speak. And then Zeb, same thing. I mean, this is a lot of, I think, maybe new stuff coming along. What are you learning? What are you trying to soak in as you go along?
Yeah, the experience is great. Being able to be a part of this team, we're doing real well. And to make it to state would be awesome.
It would be. It would be outstanding.
Especially as an eighth grader. It would be pretty cool.
Would that kind of set the bar high for future seasons?
Yeah, probably.
Well, guys, thanks a lot for the time. It was really great to talk to you. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon. So thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, DJ Weaver, Colin Thomas, and Zeb Adrian from the Pleasantville baseball team. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS.